Should the U.S. get out of Afghanistan quicker than scheduled? Afghanistan's President Karzai says his government is ready to assume security responsibilities next year. Tensions, of course, have increased between the United States and Afghanistan after a number of incidents, including recently the killing of 16 Afghan civilians by an American soldier and the burning of the Quran. Joining us, David Gregory, the moderator of NBC's Meet the Press. David, it seems a bad situation. This longest ever American war has gotten worse.
It really has, and I'm going to have a special focus on this on the program on Sunday. I'm going to speak to Senator McCain about it, and then we'll have a special roundtable discussion featuring John Krakauer, the author, Bob Woodward, Wes Moore, and others, because I do think this is a really important moment. You know, an awful incident like this massacre of civilians only highlights how difficult it is for our troops to be in this theater for over a decade, because it goes to the question of what are we accomplishing and what is the potential to accomplish the kinds of things that we want to. You alluded to the fact that there is now a new debate about when our troops should come out. Karzai would like to accelerate that timetable. He's under tremendous political pressure to do that. There is a dispute between the Afghans and the U.S. about whether Afghan troops are in a position to secure the country. There were these fledgling negotiations with the Taliban, and let's be honest, the Taliban is going to have to play some future in that, in the governing of that country. So all of this is sort of unsettled. So the idea that after a decade it makes sense to precipitously come out is probably erroneous. You heard the president and the British prime minister shoulder to shoulder this week saying we're not going to accelerate that timetable. But you get the sense here that something's got to give.
Yeah, our political leaders and our military leaders are saying, listen, nothing's going to change with the mission. But it's hard to imagine how they can make the case for things improving by staying in there a little bit longer.
Well, precisely, although they can certainly make the case that we risk implosion or further implosion if we do get out too quickly.
David, the people who are funding this whole thing, the American public, which polls are showing more and more in much greater numbers, want us to get out sooner?
Well, but you can't be in war for over a decade and think that the American people are going to hang tight with you. I mean, there's just, especially with facts like these, with a country as complex culturally and ethnically and politically and militarily as Afghanistan. I mean, you keep coming back to the very same fundamental questions, which is, if you win, what have you won? And if you lose, what have you lost? And I think it's that more negative question that's obviously motivating our political leadership right now as we think about under what circumstances can we withdraw and have some degree of stability. Because here's the question. What is our responsibility for Afghanistan over the next 10 years? I mean, if we say that we went there to prevent al-Qaeda from growing in strength, al-Qaeda's largely gone. But if the Taliban comes back into power, these are still really bad guys who want to take over the country and might do business with the bad actors again, and including in neighboring Pakistan. So the questions that relate to our security are real, but the ultimate question is, what can the United States do about it over a prolonged period of time to neutralize the threat? And I go back to, you know, you hear Vice President Biden reportedly talking about a more scaled-down U.S. presence that has counterinsurgency potential without this larger nation-building footprint.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about it on Sunday, particularly with John McCain. Thanks, David.
Thanks, guys.
David Gregory, moderator of NBC's Meet the Press. Afghanistan President Hamid Karzai says it's time for U.S. and NATO forces to leave, or at least pull back from outlying villages and relocate to bases. His rage follows news that an American soldier had allegedly killed 16 Afghan civilians, including women and children. Meantime, the Taliban announces it is suspending peace talks with the U.S. Joining us live is Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and host of Face the Nation. Just another unfortunate incident coming at a horrible time, and you got to wonder how much this is going to change the situation in Afghanistan, Bob.
Well, I think at first you're not going to see any official of the U.S. government say that this is going to change it in any way. But the fact is, my guess is that it will. More and more, and you're seeing it out on the campaign trail when you have people like Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich say, this just isn't working, it's time for us to reevaluate, the sooner we can get out of there, the better, basically, is their message. I think this will go right into that. I think you are, at the end of the day, going to see a somewhat faster withdrawal from Afghanistan than what we have said. hear statements like, we think the Afghans are more able now to take over the security of their own country. I think you may well see what happened, what Karzai is demanding, and that is to pull American soldiers back into the bases and not put them out on patrol. What that does to the overall situation in Afghanistan, who knows? But I'll tell you this, I think the day is coming when we're getting ready to leave Afghanistan, maybe faster than even we had planned.
You know, Bob, I can't help but think about some of what you may find to be similarities, having covered the Vietnam War as you did, the kinds of things that began to help happen in that very prolonged exposure for many of the troops there, and what happened in a civilian rule when the public, by a large majority, no longer wanted to be in this war.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like you go back to the old story. Walter Cronkite went to Vietnam right at the end there, and he said, we've done the best we can do. This just isn't going to work. And, you know, the famous story of Lyndon Johnson heard that on television, or at least his press secretary, George Christian, told him what Walter Cronkite had said. And Johnson said, if I've lost Cronkite, I've lost the American people. There is not much constituency left in this country now for staying in Afghanistan for a long, long time. And as people see these things like this massacre that has happened, the burning of the Koran, the Afghans more and more saying they simply don't want us there, it's going to be very difficult going through a campaign year for any candidate to argue that you know, that we ought to stay there. So I really think you're going to see us come out of Afghanistan not dramatically more quickly than we might have thought in the beginning, but I think this will speed up the withdrawal, the drawdown.
What do you have coming up on Sunday, Bob?
This week really marked the beginning, I think, of the general election campaign. You saw President Obama out on the trail yesterday. You saw Vice President Biden. And I think you saw what the Obama White House sees, how they will try to frame this campaign. I don't think there's any question that what the Republicans are going to try to frame it as is a referendum on Barack Obama. But I think if you look at the speech the president gave yesterday and the one that the vice president gave, it looks to me like the Democrats are going to take the line. This is going to be an election about the future versus the past, and they're going to try to paint themselves as the party that wants to move forward, and the Republicans, they will say, are trying to move us into the past. President Obama had the line yesterday where he said, you know, if Republicans had been around when Columbus sailed for the New World, they would have been the folks in the Flat Earth Society and would have been warning that he was going to sail off the end of the earth. And I think that's going to be their take on things. So David Axelrod, who's the chief strategist for the Obama campaign, is going to be our guest on Face the Nation Sunday. But we'll have plenty of Republicans to talk to, too. Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican Party, and the former chairman, Ed Gillespie, who's now a Romney man. We'll also have a conservative writer, Rich Lowry. And our White House correspondent, Nora O'Donnell, will be joining in, too. So you're going to see now on Face the Nation as we move forward, we'll begin to shift now to covering what it's going to look like in the general election, not so much just what's going on in the Republican campaign.
Good stuff. Thanks, Bob. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.